O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 through 22. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to I Sought the Lord by Advent Birmingham. Slide guitar, fiddle-like strings, and a steady percussive element hint towards a country-infused genre. The soloist's clear tone is soon joined by a full vocal ensemble. The recording sounds as if a congregation were captured mid-worship. The lyrics emphasize the text, not I, but Christ, focusing on our complete dependence on our Savior for salvation.
To God. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 22. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own brothers. You must listen to him. This is what you requested from the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, "Let us not continue to hear the voice of the Lord our God or see his great fire any longer, so that we will not die." Then the Lord said to me, "They have spoken well. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command him. I will hold accountable whoever does not listen to my words that he speaks in my name. But the prophet who presumes to speak a message in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet must die. You must say to yourself, 'How can we recognize a message the Lord has not spoken?' When a prophet speaks in the Lord's name and the message does not come true or is not fulfilled, that is a message the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Do not be afraid of him."
Do you think of yourself as a good listener? Would others say that you listen well? Do you genuinely dial into what folks are saying during a conversation? Or are you more apt to formulate in your mind what you want to say? Using our tongues more than our ears is so tempting. Well, if being a good listener is vital to human relationships, then how much more crucial is it to our relationship with God? It's been said that God speaks. He is not silent. Do you listen to him? God reveals himself through his words. Now, the pagan nations around Israel, they had their idols that could be seen, but the true God of Israel and the world spoke. Deuteronomy 6 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one." And so the authorized way that God communicated with his people is through his spokesman, his prophets. And yet in Deuteronomy 18, he says he will raise up a particular prophet from among your brothers, and the people of God are to listen to him. It says, listen to him twice. Now, there are different people throughout history that fulfilled this calling. One is Jeremiah. In the book of Jeremiah, it says, "Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me," that is Jeremiah, "I have put my words in your mouth." Well, how does this passage finally come to fruition? The ultimate and final prophet is Jesus, the Son of God, the Word made flesh, as John 1 says. At his transfiguration in Mark's gospel, the voice from heaven declared about Jesus, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," and now the language of Deuteronomy, "Listen to him." He is the mouthpiece raised among his brothers. In other words, from Israel, yet for the world. He is God speaking to us. He spoke under the authority of his heavenly Father, predicting his death and resurrection. And no one's words have shaped human history and impacted individual lives like Jesus' words. He is truly the promised prophet of Deuteronomy 18. And listening to Jesus first and foremost means that we attend to Scripture, which all culminates in him. We listen to the voice of God there instead of the voices and the messages and the prophets of our culture. And so respond in faithful obedience and humble repentance when you go astray from the Word of God. I encourage you to pray, "Father, attune my ears to Jesus. Help me to be a good listener."
Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I am to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I am to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I am to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I am to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.